Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This teaching was recorded at the 2012 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And the covenant with Noah was an unconditional covenant. He didn't say, if the children of man never provoke me again, and if you don't get into sin again, then I'll never destroy the earth with a flood. Nope. It was unconditional. No qualifications. God said, I repent over what I've done, destroying all but 8 people on the face of the earth. And he says, I swear by myself that regardless of what man does, I will never again destroy the earth with a flood, period. No conditions. And this is the point that he's making. In the same way as the covenant of Noah was unconditional, it doesn't matter what you do or don't do, this is what I will do. In that same way, here is an unconditional covenant that I have sworn I would never be wroth with you nor rebuke you. I bet you that the vast majority of people sitting right here feel like God has been angry with you since you've been born again. That God has rebuked you. Here is an unconditional covenant. God said He would never do that. God has never been angry at you, and God has never rebuked you. And I'm sure there's people thinking, oh, you don't know. Man, God got on my case. No, now, the Lord convicts you, but you know how the Lord convicts me? He just shows me that, Andrew, this is not what I had for you. And He'll show me something through the Word, and I guarantee you, it's worse than a beating when I see that I've done something that displeased the Lord. But He doesn't rebuke me, and God does not get angry at me. That's your religion that's rebuking you and making you feel the wrath of God. God has never been angry with you since you got born again. And God has never rebuked you. God is not the one who is terrorizing you. I've heard people get up in church before and say, I did whatever, and the Holy Ghost just made me miserable. The Holy Ghost wouldn't give me any peace. Man, I was miserable. God was on my case. Not so. It's not what the Word says. That was your own conscience and Satan condemning you, and religion amplified it. But God is not the one who makes your life miserable. God is not the one who's aggravating you and doing these things to you. That's what this verse says. It's an unconditional covenant. After Jesus, God is never going to be angry with you nor rebuke you. Does that mean He's pleased with everything? No, and He will. He loves you enough that He'll show you that something needs to change, but it'll always be in a positive, encouraging, uplifting way, not in a condemning way. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation. The word no there is an absolute negative. Absolutely none, zero, zilch, nada. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God is not condemning you. God is not the source of your condemnation. Your sense of unworthiness, your sense of failure, your awareness of all of the things that you're doing wrong is not God. It is your own conscience that has been amplified by religion. I'm not even sure you can say it's the devil. With most people, the devil could take a vacation. You're doing a bang-up job of condemning yourself. It is true that Satan does condemn, but I think that many of us, he could just take a vacation. We're doing such a good job of it ourselves. He would never be angry with you nor rebuke you. And then in verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee. This says the mountains will depart and the hills be cast into the sea before His mercy is removed. You don't have mountains to look at, but I do. Right outside my window is Pike's Peak, and it's still there. So I'm telling you, as long as there are mountains, God's kindness has not been removed from you. His covenant of peace has not been removed from you. God is not upset. God is not ticked off. God is not angry at you. Again, He loves you so much that He doesn't want to leave you the way you are. He will show you things and help you to improve, but He loves you just the way you are. God is not mad at you. He is seeing you in the Spirit. He's seeing the part that He created. He's looking at the good in your life. Everybody else is looking at the bad, seeing all of the things that you're doing wrong and holding it against you and reminding you of every mistake. God isn't like that. God has been misrepresented. The Lord is not picking you apart and analyzing you the way you analyze yourself. The Bible says that God counted me faithful in Philippians chapter 1. You know, when we started these gospel truth seminars, I remember the very first one we held was in Kansas City. And we had, I don't know, but there was five or six totally terminally ill people being brought on stretchers and things, and they told me all of these reports. And I remember Jamie was out shopping and I was in my motel room thinking, God, what have I done? All of these people are coming expecting something, and I just felt inadequate. And you know, the Lord spoke to me from Philippians chapter 1. He says that I counted you faithful, putting you in the ministry. That's what it says. That God counted me faithful. And the Lord spoke to him and He says, Andrew, I got faith in you. Not faith in my flesh, but in the born again part of me. And He says, I've been working on you for 30 something years. I wouldn't have opened up this opportunity if I didn't think you could do it. And I just can't tell you what that did for me to think that God had faith in me. And yet there's some of you, I'd never say something like that. Obviously. You wouldn't let God encourage you because you think God would never say anything that would build you up. He might say something to rebuke you and criticize you and tear you down because that's the way that God's been represented. But I'm telling you, if God tells you to be long-suffering and kind, then I can guarantee you God is long-suffering and kind. God's not mad at you. Man, God's pleased with you. And some of you think, I can't believe God's pleased with me because you're displeased with yourself. But that's because you're looking on the outside. God's looking on the inside. He's looking at the born-again part of you. God sees you differently than you see yourself. This is the reason that, man, you ought to get my teaching on spirit, soul, and body and find out who you are in Christ and what the Lord did on the inside of you. Most of us only know ourselves in the natural. We don't know who we are in the Spirit. But in the Spirit, you're awesome. You're identical to Jesus. You have His same righteousness, His same holiness. Everything good about Jesus is on the inside of you. You aren't only Spirit. You have a soul that does things wrong and has all kinds of problems. And you've got a body that does things wrong. But God is a Spirit. John 4:24. And if you're going to really worship and connect with God, you have to do it in spirit and in truth. And God is looking at the spirit part of you and seeing that, man, you're awesome. You come before Him and you say, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm such a failure. God, I messed up again. God, how could you ever love me? And God's looking at your spirit and thinking, you're awesome. You're my workmanship in Christ Jesus. You're holy. You're pure. You're righteous. And He just thinks you're absolutely awesome. And you're looking in the mirror at your zits and your gray hair and your fat. And you're thinking, God, I'm such a mess. God's looking at you in the spirit and saying, you're just wonderful. You're beautiful. How can two walk together except they be agreed? We need to start agreeing with God. We need to see ourselves in Christ Jesus and recognize that God is long-suffering and kind. I said I could preach on that an hour. I think I did. I wanted to go further, but you know what? We got another service tonight. I never finish. I just quit and we start again. So we'll come back and we'll continue on this. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, God is passionate about you much more than what any of you recognize. And if you would let Him, the love of God, if you could ever experience God loving you, God Almighty saying that He thanks you, that He appreciates you, that He cleared His calendar so that He could spend the whole day with you? If you could ever get hold of that, I guarantee you, it would cause you to live holy. It would cause you to forsake other things. You would serve a God if you ever knew how passionate He loved you. If you really knew how kind He is and how good He is towards you, I wouldn't have to beg a single person to do anything. If you're having to coerce people, condemn people, to get them to do the right thing, it's because they don't know how good God is. Once you experience the goodness of God, you'll give up anything. Man, I'd give up chewing gum if I thought that it pleased God. I'd give up anything. I'd give up breathing if I thought that would please God. I'd do anything. Once you experience the goodness of God, you'll give anything for Him. And that's what the Scripture says. We love Him because He first loved us. We need to receive His love for us. And again, I want to go back to that Scripture I quoted, Psalms 35:27. Let God be magnified. If you were to diagram that sentence, you would have to say, you let God be magnified. It's up to you whether God's kind to you or not. If you're uncomfortable with that, if your religion won't let God love you, He won't offend you. He won't force it on you. You have to open up. When I first understood the love of God, I saw it and I understood it in my heart. But boy, this was so different than my religion that it bothered me. And I remember I used to go and stand in front of a mirror and look myself eyeball to eyeball and say, Andrew, God loves you. God carries your picture in His wallet. God's got an 8x10 of you on His mantle in heaven. God, and I would say those things and all the hair on the back of my neck would stand up like, oh God, don't kill me for saying this. But I would say it because I'd seen it in the Word and I was trying to believe it, but I didn't feel, and I just forced myself to believe it. I spoke to myself that God is pleased with me, that God loves me. There's many of you that have never done that. But I tell you, if you don't force yourself, if you don't start speaking it to yourself, God won't force it. He won't make you do that. God is not going to offend you. God is a meek and lowly God. And if you want to reject Him and look at Him as a harsh, mean God, He'll bring you to a meeting and have somebody speak these things to you and try and help you. But He won't force it on you. He won't make you receive this. But I'm telling you, God loves you, and God wants to have an intimate relationship with you and be your best friend. And if you could ever receive that kind of a love, you'd throw away any other relationship to serve a God like that. Man, we need to be preaching the goodness of God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the unconditional love of God. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2012 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for the series titled, As I Have Loved You, when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RG24 titled, God's Love Never Fails, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.